Time again here on RNIB Connect Radio for another check-in with pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy in Glasgow. Hello, Elizabeth. How are you?
I'm busy today, Toby, but it's lovely to speak to you.
This week, we're going to be talking about something that I think we've all experienced in our lives and maybe a topic that we don't always want to talk about, which is constipation. Elizabeth, what is the official definition of constipation?
Seemingly, it's if you have a bowel movement fewer than every 3 days. But there's certainly a school of thought that to empty your bowels once a day may be a better option. It's estimated, Toby, that 1 in 7 adults in the UK has constipation at any one time.
What are the main causes of constipation then?
There's often a lifestyle element, not eating enough fibre in your diet, fruit, vegetables, cereals. Maybe you've also reduced your fluid intake. Another reason may be ignoring the urge to pass stools, and of course, with an injury making movement painful, that can also lead to constipation. Now, often it can be because of medication, particularly if you started a new medicine, and that's where obviously your pharmacist can advise on side effects. So please ask them if you want to know about that. Now, something simple like raising your knees by placing your feet in a low stool can make the passage of the stools easier.
What are the different types of laxatives then?
If you follow the NICE guidelines, Toby, now these are guidelines for health professionals that have been thoroughly researched then. First line, the first one to try is a bulk-forming laxative, such as Isbequela husk. Now it's important to drink enough fluids with this and not to take it too close to bedtime. Osmotic laxatives such as lactulose. Now what happens there, there's an increased amount of fluid that comes into the bowel. You also need to drink enough fluids, and this type of laxative, as well as the bulk forming, they usually take about 2 to 3 days to work. There are also stimulant laxatives such as Senna, Bisacodyl, sodium picosulfate's another one. They usually work in about 6 to 12 hours. Now, for fecal impaction, ironically, you can experience, it's like a watery diarrhea. That's where the material is stuck, if you like, further up the bowel. We use high-dose osmotic laxatives for this, and it's usually prescribed by a GP. And finally, there are suppositories such as glycerin or Bisacodyl, and also microenemas such as Macrolax. Now, they go obviously directly into the back passage, and they usually work pretty quickly.
Elizabeth, can there be a misuse of laxatives at all?
If you use stimulant laxatives too often, then what can happen is it can affect normal bowel activity. It can also affect levels of potassium and sodium in the body and even cause dehydration. Now, pharmacists certainly need to be aware of overuse of laxatives, for example, in eating disorders. Now, that's where someone may be purchasing large quantities of laxatives and also more often. So it's important for the pharmacist to be aware of that and maybe have a word with the person.
Are there any danger signs that we should be looking out for?
I think, obviously, unexplained bleeding from the back passage. If you're losing weight is another red flag, as we call it. Constant tiredness. Now, obviously, everyone feels tired now and again, but if you're constantly tired, there's maybe something going on. See your GP. And obviously, constipation that lasts longer than 14 days without improvement. Again, that's something you should maybe ask your GP about.
Finally, Elizabeth, it is important for those of us who are in our over 50s, and me included, to do the bowel test.
Yeah, everyone needs to realise that the earlier the diagnosis of cancer is through a simple test. And of course, that gives you a much better chance of successful treatment. I mean, I have patients in this category who are still living productive lives after 30 to 40 years, and that's because they were diagnosed early. So please, please do the test if you're sent it. It comes by post, and it's an easy test to do. And please, please make sure you do it.
Something that we all should be doing, I suspect. As always, some very useful information and advice there. Elizabeth, if people would like to maybe contact you and ask for some advice, where can people go to find you?
All the W is newlifepharmacy.co.uk.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy in Glasgow, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks very much, Toby.